What about calling a calf? Would it be the same?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you say to the mules or horses to make them go off left and right?
I think you just make kind of a clicking noise.
Okay, just like that.
All right,
clicking with the teeth. Okay. What do you say to a horse to urge him on? Would you do that? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Giddy up, okay. What do you say to stop it?
Whoa.
Okay. What about calls to pigs? You ever heard any?
Sue pig.
Okay, any other?
Suey suey.
Okay. What about sheep?
I have no idea.
Okay. What about chicken?
Here, chick, chick, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to, what? Okay. When you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Hold a whip.
Okay.
Or rein.
Okay. And that's how do you guide a horse when you're riding?
Usually, if you want to go left, you'll pull the rein to the left. If you want to go right, you'll pull it to the right. Which controls a bit. And if it's a good enough horse, all you have to do is lay the reins to his neck,
and he'll know what's on. Okay, where do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
In the stirrups.
If you have two horses, the horse on the right is called the what?
I don't know.
Okay. If something is not right near your hand, you say it's just a little...
It's just a little piece away, or a little bit away,
okay.
Or over yonder.
Okay, if you've been traveling and not finished your journey, you might say that you had a
delay.
Have you ever heard somebody say they've been a fur piece?
Yeah, heard that.
And what does that mean?
It's been a long distance.
Okay, and they still haven't gotten there. If something is very common and you don't have to look at it for something, for a special place, you'd say you can find that just about where
anywhere.
Okay. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell.
Fell back.
Okay. Would you say, if he fell like this, he fell
frontwards.
Okay, and
he fell backwards.
Okay. Did you catch any fish? We'll say you went out and you didn't catch any fish. You're answering this. Did you catch any fish? You said no.
No, I didn't get a bite.
Okay. Schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Would you say the schoolboy said, I didn't do nothing wrong, or you say, I ain't done nothing, or you
say, probably say, I ain't done nothing, or I didn't do nothing wrong.
Okay. Someone apologizes for breaking your, apologizes for me for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I like it anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Okay.
Or none.
Okay. What do we call the trenches cut by a plow?
A row.
Okay. If you got a good yield, you say, we raised a big
harvest.
Okay, would you say crop or
yeah.
Harvest?
Raised a big crop, had a big harvest.
Okay. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old, dry, dead grass that's left over?
Hay.
Okay. The wheat is tied up into a what?
Into a shaft.
Okay. The bundles of the sheaves are piled up into what?
Wheat. It's not bundles. I guess stacks.
Okay.
Wheat stacks.
Okay. You ever heard shot?
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about raising a lot of bushels, how many you'd say, we raised 40 what of wheat?
40 bushels of wheat.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You got to